It'll be all about the barbecues and the fireworks as we celebrate the 4th of July next week. But what's a celebration without a good bottle of wine?
And, of course, tonight we're talking wines for the occasion with syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg in our Wine of the Week. And he's with us now. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Joan.
All right. So what's the best way to put a little sparkle in the 4th of July?
You know, I like my sparklers in my bottle. So I'm going to start off with the non-vintage Gruet Blanc de Noir from New Mexico.
Wow.
Right. And this is delicious. Now, Blanc de Noir means white from black. So this is actually a white wine made from Pinot Noir grapes. So you do get these little scents of Pinot Noir that come through, rose petal, apple, little strawberry in there. But then the wonderfully crisp mouthfeel supports these strawberries and red plums and raspberries, all held together by these white, wonderful, tight bubbles. And then you get a little nectarine baked bread on the lingering finish, and it's only $15. This is a great sparkling wine for $15.
Now, you are so patriotic that you have picked a wine that was made near the home of Thomas Jefferson.
Absolutely. Why not? For the 4th of July, let's celebrate with the 2012 Barboursville Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc from Barboursville, Virginia. Now, this possesses a fragrant bouquet of lemon, lime, and kiwi on the nose, and then it just has these lovely tropical fruit flavors of guava, a little papaya in there, a little pineapple. I really like that. It glides across the tongue. Pitch perfect acidity. It just keeps the palate refreshed with every sip. $17.
Oh, very nice. All right, so what do you suggest for people who want something a touch off dry?
Well, on the off-dry side, which means slightly sweet, but not cloyingly sweet, the 2011 Aldershine Pinot Blanc. Now, that's kind of an unusual wine, but I really like Pinot Blancs, and this one's coming from the Willamette Valley of Oregon. The secret is balance. Balance between fruit, balance with the residual sugar, and balance with abundant acidity. That's what gives you the ripe flavors of tropical fruit, pear, a little creamy lemon, and a round, full mouthfeel. And then just a touch of candied pineapple here on this beautiful finish. A lot of acidity, not too sweet, nice finish, $19.
Sounds good. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com.